All right, and we're here with our next guest from San Diego in California. I have Catherine Zimmerman on the line, and she is a clinical hypnotherapist, but she also practices some energy healing and EFT as well, and well, we're going to unpack some of this in a moment. Let's say hello first. Catherine, hey there.
Hey, Chris. Good to be here today.
Yeah, thanks for accepting the invite, and if anyone wants to take a closer look, you can be found online at trancetime.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, excellent. Then are you active on social media?
I am. I'm also I'm on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, I would like to start at your background, if that's okay. And, hypnotherapy, how did you first hear about it?
You know, oddly enough, I used to work at the university in Northern California. I had a lady working with us in our office on a temporary basis. She was taking hypnotherapy training, and when she talked to me about it, I thought, that sounds so interesting. I ended up taking the training with her and found my passion.
Really? Now, if I understand correctly, hypnotherapy, this is we're talking about the subconscious here. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, and it's... Well, how is it different from meditation? I hear similar language being used with both.
The main difference, Chris, is that when people meditate, they are creating a state of emptying out, of just being. Mm-hmm. Their goal is to clear out any, well, if there was a goal, might not be the right terminology, but they want to clear out their thoughts and just exist, just be in that moment completely quiet and clear internally. And the difference, although there are some minor physiological differences, the main difference with self-hypnosis is that we have a goal. So someone might go into that state to improve their learning experiences or improve their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, tell us, what may somebody be going through or what may I be experiencing that would really make me a great candidate for hypnotherapy?
Pretty much anyone who's open to taking a journey into their mind to see what's going on, what's holding them back, what blocks there are. And people have been using it for weight and smoking for forever. But if you're open and curious, in fact, what I thought was odd when I learned this, the most likely candidates are those who are strong-willed and intelligent and, of course, imaginative.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to your clients in particular, what sort of goals are you hearing of, or what have you seen throughout the years?
I see a lot of people with problems with stress, wanting to improve their memory, improving how they learn. I've worked with people who, teenagers, who want to improve their athletic performance. They're great to work with. I've had a number of clients who are about to have that first baby. And hypnosis is incredibly helpful in shortening the time it takes for that baby to make its appearance, and the discomfort that can come with it is reduced dramatically. People come in for healing up of loss and separation, for childhood issues. It's pretty much an endless list, because if you believe it's going to help you with something, chances are it will help you with that. And if you think, oh, it'll help for A, B, and C, but I don't see how I can ever help with this other, then you've just blocked yourself from possibly having help with that fourth issue.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sure there are some, misconceptions out there, thanks to maybe what people see in the movies or in Hollywood or on the stage shows, which is really just for entertainment. But how does it really differ in a clinical setting?
Well, in a clinical setting, I would say the biggest fear my clients have had over the years is that I will be in control. And nobody likes to feel out of control. And if I could control people with hypnosis, Chris, wouldn't that be easier? Think about it. They'd come in with their list of, I want to change A, B, and C, and I'd say, all right, so we'll just do that. And I will be in control, and I'll hypnotize you. And none of that works. They won't even go into hypnosis unless they're willing and allow that process to take place. Even though it's natural, they have to go along with the whole thing and relax into it and let themselves have the experience. So I think that the fear of being out of control, that I'll make them do something that they wouldn't do otherwise, which also they get from movies and TV, nobody can make anybody do anything they don't want to do just because they're hypnotized. Clients can lie while they're in a state of hypnosis. I've done it myself. I would think, I don't want to tell my facilitator that, so I make up something else. Because you're in complete control.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is it better to, and I'm sure this is going to vary, but is it better to maybe get on a routine, a few sessions, or can I see results after only one?
I would say, typically with my clients over the years, I do not like the one session wonder. It's unlikely to give them the full change they're looking for. On the other hand, but even with deep emotional issues, 5 or 6 sessions is probably going to get them the resolution they want. And psychotherapy, they might be. I've had clients who come for psychotherapy for 5 years. They've been going for 5 years. And now they understand the problem, but they still have it. And in hypnotherapy, we move them completely out of that problem state in 5 or 6 sessions. So it's a short-term therapy, but it's not a magic bullet.
Absolutely. Now, what are your goals moving forward, Catherine? I'd like to hear what's in store for the practice and, well, what's on the 2020 agenda?
Well, interesting you ask. 2020, I have a school and I teach hypnotherapists and I do some continuing education courses for them. But this year, my goal is to take some new training myself and become certified in a new process and become a trainer for that process so that I can facilitate these soul key sessions with clients, but I can also train other hypnotherapists in this particular protocol. So I'm pretty excited about that. There'll be travel and training throughout the year for me.
Great. That sounds like a lot of fun. And, well, if anyone wants to learn this modality here, what kind of background do you need to get started?
Students are typical. Well, they have to be 18. I think it's helpful with some life experience or some education in psychology, but it's not required. If most of my students over the years, while some of them have certainly been professionals, a genuine desire to help another person solve their problems, I think makes a lot more sense than I have a lot of education, so therefore I'm not qualified to study hypnotherapy. Not really. If you have some common sense and a desire to help and you're 18 or above, then those are the people, those are the students that certainly at the very basic level can take the training and benefit from it. Because as they go through the training, Chris, they're also going to have personal growth because they get to be the subject and they get to practice on their fellow students, so they get to work on their own things as well as learn how to help other people.
All right, good. And we are just about out of time here, Catherine, so one more time, you can be reached at trancetime.com. And, well, Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. And just a little quick spelling lesson. People think it's T-R-A-N-S. It's actually T-R-A-N-C-E, time, like a hypnotic trance.
Yes. Trancetime.com. You're listening to Mind Body Radio. Catherine, you take care, and our audience, stick around. We'll be back in 5.